Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You would have had a hard time describing what happened in the eighth inning.
Dink, error. Yes, that was a tough loss yesterday. Just one of those things that happens in baseball. Isn't that kind of the best thing about sports? You appreciate the wins that much more. That's what makes it fun.
Now the Astros went from being comfortably in the driver's seat to their, I don't want to say heavy underdogs, minus 125 underdogs. Thought that the defense would be solid, and they've also been raggedy.
And I always try to find some positives. I always do. There's nothing to be positive about this team. They got their ass kicked by Kansas City in week one. How many games has Kansas City won since? They got destroyed by the Falcons, and then they got rolled in their own building by a team you had to beat. At no point in that game did it look like they were going to win.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a local music Tuesday, so all the music you hear for the rest of the show will be local music, local bands. Really good local bands. Jong tweets out the names of all the songs and all the bands. So if you hear them and you like them, support them. Really like to see the local music industry grow here. And we've got a lot of great bands and a lot of great people that are out there working their butts off. So check it out. And I've got some new music coming too. And we'll be happy to try it out here pretty soon. A couple of things from the text line. Melanie asks, is the Denver Broncos defense really good, or have they just looked good against sub 500 teams? Little of both.
I think they're pretty good.
But Wade Phillips, in his first year, usually does great stuff. And, I mean, they've got terrific players. I think he's doing a really good job with this team. So, you know, sometimes you just need to change the scenery. I think they're that good, and I think that's the reason they're still a legitimate contender, more so than their offense. And
which is funny for a Peyton Manning-led football team to say that.
You know, someday we'll be saying that about a Tom Brady-led team.
Yeah.
But and then somebody asked, if UH wins out, they would jump both Toledo and Boise in the rankings, right? I think so, because they're going to have better quality wins down the stretch. And I've always said this. UH is a lot better thought of outside of the state of Texas than they are in the state of Texas, especially by media and guys who vote. And as Tom Herman, it's one thing about the whole Tom Herman's name coming up for every job thing. I know it makes every UH fan cringe. But the truth is, that's also raising the profile of the program.
Yeah.
And people who are in California look up and say, oh, wow, this guy's 6-0. They went on the road and beat Louisville. Or get to 7-0. They beat Vanderbilt. They have a win over a previously they're not going to be unbeaten after they play Ole Miss. But Memphis. You know, and then if you get to the championship game, you'd be playing a Temple team that beat Penn State. I think that's going to be a much better resume than anything Boise's going to have. Maybe not Toledo, but as far as national recognition goes, I think UH has more than Toledo does. And I think that will make
Boise's a difference. Lost a game already.
Yeah, Boise's lost a game. And that's
if Boise and UH both finished undefeated, UH doesn't have as much clout nationally as Boise.
No, not at the moment. But, again, that's why when you have a coach like this that everybody wants, it's going to raise a profile, too. And then people start noticing, boy, Art Briles came from there. Kevin Sumlin came from there. Yeah, they had, remember that team they had that when Sumlin had checked out before he took the A&M job and they still went 13-1? Yeah.
And it helps that, at least for UH, it helps that Toledo's Arkansas win
is looking worse.
Is not as impressive as we thought it would be.
And Houston's Louisville win isn't looking all that impressive either, but I think when you look up at the end of the year, they're going to be pretty decent.
But that said, I mean, the wins that are going to be comparable is, I mean, they'll compare, I guess Louisville is going to be their big game.
Yeah. You know? But
the other Power Five game they play is Vanderbilt.
Temple's win over Penn State keeps looking better.
It does.
And now for them, they still have Notre Dame.
Yeah.
They win that. Suddenly they're getting a ton of attention. And Memphis to finish this, Memphis and UConn to finish the season, but that Memphis game too. So It's one good thing about there. There's actually some pretty good teams in this conference this year that have some nice wins, and I think that'll make a difference. And then a couple things on the parking. Disco Biscuit says, I love the train downtown. Use it for every Texans game, rodeo, everything. I will. The only time I don't like doing it, and I'm never going anyway, is cook-off. It's a disaster. It's packed and it's crazy, but I'm not ever doing that again anyway. But TJ says you can become a Landry Select member, have a quick small dinner at Vic and Anthony's in Valet on game day. That might cost you as much as the parking, though.
That's true. But you get a good meal out of it.
Yeah, and you know that Landry Select thing is a pretty good deal.
Can we go to something non-sportsy real quick? Or do you want to get this phone call first?
Call, and then we'll do non-sportsy next segment, because I want to do the gym of the day, and I wanted to give it some time for you to ruminate upon.
Okay.
So, Eric, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports guy.
Sports.
Sports.
Sports again.
Yeah, I have a question.
Go.
About Mike Golick from Mike and Mike in the Morning. He's always busting Greg Hardy's chops, you know, but Mike Golick didn't play with any Angels down there in Philadelphia in the late 80s, early 90s, and with the Oilers.
And
what's the question?
Yeah, what's the point?
But the point is, I mean, why is he talking trash? You know, like, and I know y'all saw Terry Bradshaw's little rant on Fox NFL the other day. I mean, let's give this guy a second chance.
Listen, he's getting a second chance. And you know what? People have a right to criticize him if they want to. And, yeah, he played his ass off the other day. I think he's a lousy human being, but
He's a dummy for even talking as much as he did. That's a dude who should have his head down and be quiet.
Yep.
But he's choosing not to do that. So of course people are going to talk about him. And the reality is he's kind of a scumbag. And what's it matter what Mike Golick thinks of him anyway? If he's playing well, that should be all that really matters for him.
You should be happy you got two sacks and excited about that.
But no, I'm not in the business of defending Greg Hardy.
Yeah, but I'm not, or Mike Golick for that matter. But I'm not going to go out of my way to disagree with him on that. Guy's a lousy human being, hell of a football player. And yes, I believe in second chances as much as anybody, and the rules and the suspension that he served. Whether or not it's fair for what he did, that's a different discussion. But it's just like laws in society. There's the death penalty. There's people who disagree on the death penalty. So you may disagree on the punishment. He's getting a second chance, but he needs to keep his mouth shut and just go out there and play football, because that's what he does best. As a human being, he sucks.
Yep.
And he sucks at being a human being. So 13780-ESPN. The other thing, we're almost done with this. With this segment anyway. So I have to do a gym of the day. And are you as excited about the Democratic debate as?
No.
I'm not either. I probably should be, but I'm not. I'm going to watch it, but I'm much more interested in the other guys.
Yeah.
They're more fun.
Well, it's a clown show.
Yeah, but they go after each other. Well, you tell me Hillary Clinton's not going to be wearing clown shoes and a...
Right, but I don't think they're going to be like making personal attacks on each other, and it's just more fun to watch.
Well, you need a Trump in there is what you need.
Because
Bernie Sanders isn't going to do it. He's just... I'm not nearly as excited about that as I am with the Republicans. But I'll watch it, and we'll probably talk about it. And I do have some good news, because Michael Carroll just gave me the final version of our sports betting book, which... I'm going to go back and listen to it tonight, clean up a couple things tomorrow, but it will be available by the end of the week.
Wow.
If there's no glitches.
All right.
But I'm going to go. I've got a few things to re-record, just... won't take more than a couple minutes, and then we'll have it up and running. And then we've got some other great projects coming. And I think I really like the idea of doing the very best of the Blitz. Like 3 hours of all of our greatest hits. But I need to get that approved from the executive director of Gaw Media Audio Publishing. Oh, that's me. We should do that. Yeah.
All right.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do Gym of the Day, and we'll get into some other stuff that... a little non-sportsy. We've been very sportsy today. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Texas says, don't know if y'all hit it, but UH is hosting a GOP debate in February. That's, I saw that get tweeted out today. That's awesome. I want to be on that panel.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I'd love to be on there. I'd become a national star, man, because I'd be going after those guys. But I'd also ask some friendly questions. They'll be down to five or six by then, right? You would hope.
I would hope.
Yeah.
Mario says, are you guys talking Walking Dead this season? I don't think Fred's watching it anymore.
I'm out on it.
And, I mean, this tells you how excited I was about it. I haven't even watched the season premiere yet, so it's sitting on my DVR.
It's a weird, weird flashback stuff. Flashback episode.
Oh, great. My favorite.
I was very, very hesitant to watch it. No. Not like that. They start the episode off where they're like into the, I guess, like a couple weeks out. And then they kind of flash back to what happened at the end of the last year's season finale. And then they kind of meet in the middle. And it's kind of like, it was very. There's a lot of zombies, but it was.
So it sounds like every episode from last year.
It was. I mean, there was a lot going on, but not really a lot going on. You know, kind of that feeling where they try to have a lot going on, but it really didn't lead anywhere. It was. You could probably save up and binge watch probably at the mid-season point.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to do that. I have two leftovers to watch, and Fargo now is going again. So. But I haven't watched them yet. I just recorded them. Too much sports happening right now. Just because you get a second chance at a job does not mean you get a second chance at my opinion of you. That's fair.
No one owes
absolutely
him that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a job. That's all he should care about.
And
you can't beat up a woman and then come back to work and expect to be treated like a nice guy. I mean, that's not how it works. And that'd be with any job.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day before I forget.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. This would have made your dumbass report yesterday if there'd been one. Florida, of course, where 23-year-old Whitney Beal was using the social media app Periscope as she was driving Saturday.
I saw this.
Now, I'm not really familiar with Periscope.
Periscope lets you like live broadcast to people, like a video stream.
Who would really want to see me live broadcast?
No one.
And other than maybe punching the clown, you can do that?
Yeah, but that'd be gross too.
Yeah, I know.
For you and, I mean, and for, if you were involved.
Yeah, well, of course it would be.
No one wants to see
maybe,
that.
Well, maybe I want to gross people out. Anyway, the video shows her saying several times that she was drunk. She also said she had a flat tire and didn't know where she was. So she was streaming this live video of herself while driving drunk. Other users messaged her, urging her to stop driving before she caused a crash. Some called the police. An officer logged onto the service, located Beal's car, and officers pulled her over. She failed a field sobriety test and refused to take a breath test. She was arrested and charged with driving under the influence. She was later released on a $500 bail. That's about 35 miles east of Tampa in Lakeland, where... Isn't that where the Cardinals have spring training, is Lakeland?
I think so.
Or is it the Tigers? I get confused. I haven't been there in forever. I used to do that every year. I'd go to all over. No, I'd just go from place to place and see all the different teams in spring training. I haven't done that in 20 years.
Yeah.
I got part of her call and the officer confronting her.
Let's hear it.
Driving drunk is not cool.
I didn't know where the f*** we are. I want to.
What's with the video post? You think it's funny?
No.
To drive around impaired?
I really don't.
Yeah, but you can't.
Tigers are Lakeland, not the Cardinals. Cardinals are St. Pete, right? I used to know all these because I'd go every year.
The Tigers, I feel like, play... No, that's the Braves that play at Disney.
Yeah, the Braves have the one at Disney.
Who knows?
All right, what'd you want to get to? That was just that jeweler gem of the day, by the way. Sorry.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. Did you see what Playboy's doing now?
I did.
Well, part of me, like, my initial reaction is, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The dumbest. If you haven't heard, Playboy is going to stop having naked chicks in the magazine this spring. Next March, the magazine will still feature women in provocative poses, but will no longer have naked chicks. This apparently the company's chief executive, Scott Flanders, says the onslaught of internet porn has made the nude images in Playboy passé. That battle has been fought and won. You're now one click away from every sex act imaginable for free. So basically what they're going to try to do now is become
Maxim.
Maxim.
Yeah.
Probably more like GQ. They're probably trying to be a little more classy, you know, highbrow. It says, since launching the new site, the median age of visitors has shrunk from 47 to 30 years of age. Playboy.com is what it's talking about. It relaunched sans nudity in 2015. And people are coming to the website and the app every month for articles, basically, and pictures of women not naked. The magazine sold 5.6 million in 1975 and has dropped to about 800,000 today. My initial thought was, why would you even have Playboy if you're not having naked chicks? But then I started thinking, I don't remember the last time I bought a Playboy. And the one thing that I will say for what made Playboy different from like your random run-of-the-mill porn mag is they got the chicks that are like normal celebs. They're the girls that you always want to see naked.
Right.
And then eventually they get them. So you're going to lose out on like seeing celebrities nude for the first time in Playboy. But I guess like now if chicks want to be seen nude, they just drop a sex tape, right?
Well, or they get their phones hacked and we can all see them anyway.
Yeah. But like, you know, there's a possibility, and it obviously hasn't happened. There's a possibility Kate Upton or Scarlett Johansson would do Playboy. Kate Upton and Scarlett Johansson aren't ever going to do Hustler. It's just not going to happen. So you're missing out on that. But like you said, both of them had their phones hacked so you can see them for free on the internet anyway.
Yeah. I think it's a final admission that, like a lot of old print things, it's going away. And they're right. I can't tell you the last time I bought one or even looked at one, because those images, if it's somebody you really want to see, they wind up online anyway.
Yeah.
So, and I was never one of those read it for the stories guys, even though there were some good stories in there on occasion. But even those, I go read them online. Somebody posts a link. So, yeah, I just don't think it's I don't think it's a bad move necessarily, but you're kind of moving into a market that's already there. I think you're going to be competing with magazines that have been doing it a little better than you for a while. And, you know, I think at some point it's going away, which is a shame, but it's just like newspapers are all going to be gone someday. 713-780-ESPN. Timmy asked, did you see that piece on McNair in the Houston Press? I did. And I will address that tomorrow because I want to do some actual research, but essentially it said he's the worst owner in the history of Houston sports. So I remember growing up with some pretty bad owners, especially during the Rockets when they were really bad. So I actually want to just go back and research some actual numbers before I respond. Cause I didn't see it until right before the show. And yeah, I will. The one thing I will say is everybody just says, oh, he's just happy making money. He's not. Dude wants to win. He just hasn't picked the right people to do it. And that reflects on him eventually. But, yeah, I did see that part of the article. Oh, he's just happy because they're sold out every game and there's a waiting list and just shows he doesn't want to win. And I think that's a troll move. And when people call with that take, I say the same thing, because I have seen how pissed off he gets when his team doesn't win or when his horse doesn't win.
Right.
And the guy wants to win as much as anybody, but knowing how to do it is the issue. And we'll talk about that a little more, but I'm going to dive into some actual owners that I think had worse overall records before I comment too much on it. And I've made no bones in the past about how it's hard for me to criticize Bob McNair. And not just because he brought a team back, but because I got a chance to know him a little bit when he was owning horses. And I have nothing but respect for the man, and I do think he wants to win. But there's wanting to do it and doing the right things to make it happen are a different thing. And you can't argue with the record so far. It hasn't been very good. Tell you what else hasn't been very good. My record on FanDuel. I've been giving money away. How about that for a transition? I've been giving money away to you guys, and we're going to do it again this week. As a matter of fact, I was in the money until a bunch of, Antonio Gates people passed me last night, which that's never any fun. But it was great, man. We had another huge, huge collection of players. And all you have to do, $5, your chance to win $200. And we had almost 300 entrants again this week. We're giving the money away. Bucknut 68 was your winner to come $200. But my good friend Tyler got second with 150. And he passed a bunch of people thanks to Antonio Gates. So here's your chance to get in there and take my money. $5 entry fee. Sign up right now. They fill up fast. FanDuel.com/Faur, F-A-O-U-R. FanDuel's a leader in one-week fantasy football. The money's real. They're paying $2 billion out this year. Easy to build your team. You just stand at the salary cap, sit back, watch your team roll. Entry fees start at just a dollar. Anyone can play. So if you don't want to play our $5 league, you can play for as little as a dollar. If you're not on FanDuel, and by now, I don't know what you're waiting for, go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code Faur, and sign up now. They've got a great offer for new users. Every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code Faur today. Don't forget to use my code F-A-O-U-R. Get signed up. If you're already on FanDuel, go sign up for our tournament right now. It's FanDuel.com/Faur. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
Where I get lost in my thoughts, in my cubicle, I draws up a master plan with diabolic genius, not unlike the son of Sam. Our plan's hard, not telling a soul. Been planning this.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Faur and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. You're going to need that number because I got something to give away. Two tickets to see the Dynamo take on the Seattle Sounders FC Sunday, October 18th. It's the last home game of the season. Kickoff is at 4 p.m. at BBVA Compass Stadium. Special offers for Saturday's game are now available. Sunday's game, right? What is October 18th? Now, I know I should read these before I give them away.
October 18th is a Sunday.
Okay. So special offers for Sunday's game are now available. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com and go Orange. Caller 20 and 25, you're going to go see the Dynamo and the Sounders Sunday, October 18th.
Are the Dynamo out of the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's official.
Damn.
After they lost that game a couple weeks ago, I quit paying attention because I knew they weren't going to get there. I guess I should check that. But apparently there's a former Aggie who was behaving badly.
Yeah. Not good. If you remember, Thomas Johnson was the kid who kind of just disappeared after a game against Alabama, and there was like a big search for him. It was like, where's this guy at? He was a big time prospect out of high school, played 10 games for A&M when he was a freshman, and then just disappeared. They found him safe in Dallas. He didn't want to come back and play football. He just said, nope, not coming back. Well, apparently he has now gone on to his new career of murder. And seems to be pretty good at murder, not so good at murdering discreetly. He is accused of hacking a man to death with a machete. And it appears that he picked the victim at random.
It's just a random guy out for a jog.
What? I mean, this is like, that's crazy.
Oh, no, that,
I mean, just kill, that, listen, you kill a guy who banged your wife with a machete while he's out jogging. That's pretty crazy. But you can go, well, I mean, you know, love will make you do crazy things. You know, you messing up a guy's family. All right. You hack up a guy who stole 10 grand from you. You know, it's not the right move, but you can at least go, well, the guy probably shouldn't have stole 10 grand from him.
Yeah, or somebody who, you know, hurt one of your family members.
Yeah.
You chop them up in little pieces and throw the remains out into the Gulf of Mexico to the sharks.
You're out jogging.
Not that I know anything about that.
But. At 8 o'clock on a Monday morning and just randomly chop a guy up with a machete. That's crazy.
That's beyond crazy. That's a truly disturbed human being.
This guy happened upon the murder in process or progress, said he saw the man strike his victim 6 or 7 times with a machete. His quote is, "As I get closer and closer, I could tell it was a machete, and there are repeated blows that are occurring. As I get closer, I could see what's being hit is a person laying face down on the ground. It was apparent to me by the time that I got close, there was nothing that could be done for the person." He said the killer yelled in his direction as he rode past the attack. I mean, I don't even know where to begin on this. But, you know, it's one of those things where the guy, and I remember when he left the team, there was a lot of people questioning, like, what's going on inside his head. And, you know, maybe there was something wrong with him there. Maybe there was some signs. But I sure hope there's more to this story than he just woke up one day and said, I'm going to go jogging with my machete and find a random guy to hack up.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you obviously have a really disturbed kid who has ruined his own life and then ruined somebody else's. I have no words for that. I mean, obviously he had some issues or he wouldn't have just disappeared.
Right.
But that was a guy who could have had a future. And now he's going to. No telling what kind of future he has, but I'm guessing it's going to involve him being on the bottom bunk.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not a great future ahead of you. On to some different Aggie news, unrelated completely.
Is this going to cheer me up a little?
It has nothing to do with murder.
You just brought me down.
Yeah, sorry about that. Curious your thoughts, because I heard it wasn't Raheel in Granado, so it was Sean in Granado. What's the name of that show?
Unfiltered.
Okay.
Yeah, still unfiltered.
Unfiltered with Dell or just unfiltered?
Just unfiltered.
Okay, so why doesn't Dell get...
He doesn't get as much billing on that show.
That's interesting.
It's just unfiltered.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's really about Sean. It's not even about...
Yeah, that show is about Sean. Yeah,
It should be.
So they were talking about USC, and obviously they're going to be in search of a new coach, and someone brought up Kevin Sumlin as a possibility. And they were talking about, John Granato said Kevin Sumlin wouldn't take that job. He wouldn't move his family. I don't know if USC would be interested in Kevin Sumlin, but if they are and Kevin Sumlin doesn't take that job, he's a damned fool. And I know moving your family is not the easiest thing in the world, but USC is one of those end of the rainbow jobs. That's where you take other jobs to get to one of those jobs, and there might be 5 or 6 of them in the whole country. USC is definitely one of those. South Carolina isn't one of those jobs.
No.
So Sumlin to South Carolina? No. No thanks, bud. I'm good. USC job opens up and they call you, you listen at the least, and you talk to your wife and say, "Hey, honey, I know you don't want to move the kids again, but this is..." I call them all the time. I call them destination jobs in college football. That's one of them. USC is like Kentucky or Kansas or North Carolina in college basketball. It's a job that if it opens up and you get offered it, you take it and you ride that job as long as you can, because that is the pinnacle of the jobs that you're ever going to be offered. You know what I mean?
I agree to a point, but I also think, and I've said this all along, what made these great programs? Great coaches.
Yeah.
Great coaches built all of them. And Florida State. What made Florida State in the program it is?
Bobby Bowden.
And we talked about this a little bit with Penn State. It's like, oh, Penn State will never be what it was. Well, if Urban Meyer had gone to Penn State, it would be. So I think there's that premier job, but the world's changed enough that there are schools you can turn into that. And he may, I mean, I think he it's something if USC called me and I'm A&M's coach, absolutely I'm going to talk to
right.
him. And I think if nothing else, I'm going to get more money out of A&M for it. But I don't think it's as easy anymore just to say, well, I'll just I'll go to Texas and win. Well, you can win at Baylor. You can win at TCU now. So
you can, but you see at the end of the season last year, Baylor and TCU get left out of the playoff.
They did.
Do you think that ever happens to USC? USC loses one game, wins the Pac-12. You think they're ever getting left out of the playoff? Never.
No, but the thing is, you can take the fact that those teams are even in that conversation means next year, if one of them's got one loss, I think they're getting in this year because they're going to have a win over the other one. But yes, it's a better job. There's no question. But I don't think it's one of those where I'll say it's because to me, if you want to throw those names out there for those jobs, that's kind of a rotating list. Because to me, Michigan, Ohio State, they should be on that list.
They are.
And Michigan wasn't a great job when Brady Hoke was there.
Michigan's always a great job. That's the thing about those schools is they're like those destination schools is they're always a great job. They just need the right guy, but they're always a great job. You know, Michigan, Ohio State, Florida, USC, Texas. Yeah, I think you could throw Notre Dame on that list. I mean, there aren't many schools on that level that are automatic. If you're Alabama's obviously one. I think LSU might be one. But if you're not at one of those schools and one of those schools calls, I think you listen. And like I said, I think if I'm A&M's coach and South Carolina calls me, no, man, I'm good.
Yeah, you're in a much better situation at A&M than South Carolina.
But if USC's coach calls you, and really, even if A&M's, he's built A&M to the point where even if, let's say, Georgia called me,
I'm saying no thanks.
If UCLA called me, no thanks. But if USC calls, man, you take that call. That's because, like I said, that's an end of the rainbow job. Head coach of USC football is an end of the rainbow job, just like head coach of Duke basketball or UCLA basketball is an end of the rainbow job.
I just think the world has changed so much with the way TV is now.
I know what you're saying.
And those programs now, I mean, you can do every bit as much at A&M as you can at USC. And it comes down to what do you want? Do you want one of those destination jobs? And I think it's different than college basketball. I really do. I think those jobs, Kentucky has been through how many great coaches? Kansas, North Carolina's now had two. Really, I mean, coaches built those things. But Indiana is on that list, yeah. UCLA. Those, to me, are a little bit different than football because the dynamic has changed so much, and now with playoffs and everything else, that it's still a job that I'd rather have, but I think the gap between that and A&M, I don't think it's as big a jump as it would have been 10 years ago.
It's not, and that's kudos to A&M for building it to where it is, but College Station, Texas is never going to be a destination job, and I don't care who you are. I mean, if you get the chance to
let's not act like Tuscaloosa is some great place to
it's
live.
It's not. But they have
destination job.
But
Oklahoma.
Fred, you know what they've got? They've got a bunch of championships on the wall that they can point at and say, hey, look what we've done. A&M doesn't have that luxury. And can Kevin Sumlin get them there? Maybe. But I mean, so far he hasn't really come close. If Kevin Sumlin does what he's done, like the recruiting success he's had, if he does that at USC, man, like the sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say that there's destination, and there's not A&M has closed the gap over the last probably 10 years, like you said, or maybe 7 or 8 years from where they used to be to where they are now. It's a lot closer to being, you know, on that top level. But it's not there because at the end of the day, they don't have trophies in the case. these other schools are always in an advantage because they can always say, hey, we got championships, man. And
but at some point, some of these championships, you're like, oh, how many years ago was that? That was when Pete Carroll was there. He's not there anymore. I mean, I think it goes back to the how much money does your school have, how are you recruiting versus championships you won in the 90s.
Yeah.
Versus the 80s. And I think...
Well, USC, they're a private school. They have all the money they need.
Yeah, they do. So does A&M. I mean, they're not a private school, but they've got a bunch of rich dudes who pump money in there. Just like... And to me, it comes down to what is it you want as a coach? And I think his next move is he wants to go to the NFL. Well,
that may be the case.
And you need to win more.
But what I'm saying is, I think if you max out, you coach as well as you can coach and you recruit as well as you can recruit at Texas A&M... Your max isn't on the level of what it is if you max out recruiting and on-field coaching at USC.
See, I don't know that I agree with that, but we got to move on.
You've never even seen an Aggie title, Fred.
No, how long? But you know what? I've only seen A&M in the SEC for what, 3 years, and look how they're recruiting now. It's not the same job as it was, and I think that move helped them a lot. And the right guy in there can do exactly what they did at Auburn, and. Auburn, go back and look. I've always said this. Auburn and A&M were the exact same team until Cam Newton got there.
Yeah.
Exact same programs. So if they can do it, I think A&M can do it. If you max out like that and win the SEC, which they haven't done yet, I want to see it.
Right.
But if you do that, you're going to be in that playoff just as much as you would at USC.
Well, I
so go out and do it. That's the problem. They haven't gone out and done it. Kevin Sumlin hasn't gone out and done it. Go out and do it, Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah.
And if you do it at A&M, then to me, that's more, it's certainly more impressive than doing it at USC. And I think if I'm the NFL, I'm looking at that.
But you got to do it.
Yeah.
And I still think it's easier to do at USC than it is at Texas A&M.
See, I don't know that I think it's that much of a difference anymore. I really don't.
Okay.
But
you think the difference between Georgia and USC is significant?
Not so much anymore, no. The right coach, the bottom line is, if Kevin Sumlin were Urban Meyer, he could win at A&M, he could win at USC, he could win at Georgia.
So you just think it's a matter of he's just not a national championship type coach?
Haven't seen it yet. I think he's, well, we got to move on, man.
Okay.
We're way over here, and I got to tell people about Houston Can Academies. If there's a kid who wants to drop out of school and doesn't know what to do, you know who helps them? Houston Can Academies. And I'm sure you've heard of Houston Can Cars for Kids, where you donate your car, and they'll come pick it up, and that money goes to Houston Can Academies, because they're changing lives. They're graduating thinkers. They're getting people through high school that might not do it otherwise, and they go on to have successful lives and be successful people. There's all kinds of reasons that people drop out of school, and you've probably known people who dropped out of school, didn't get a second chance. Well, Houston Can Academies... If one of these kids had to go to work to support their family, well, guess what? They work around their hours so that they can do their job and still go to school and get their degree. And that makes us better, all of us. As we help, when you help people like that, that get out in the world and start changing lives, and you're changing all kinds of lives. They also provide stuff that the students need to succeed. If they need glasses, they get them. Transportation, they get free bus passes. If they're hungry, they even provide a warm, wholesome meal. And they're changing lives. You can do the same. All you have to do is donate that vehicle that's sitting out in your yard. They'll come pick it up. They'll come tow it for you. They'll take care of all the paperwork. And it's tax deductible, absolutely free of charge to you. And your donation is tax deductible. And think about how many lives you can change just by getting rid of that thing. It's probably sitting there. It's got weeds growing on it. Well, guess what? They'll come get it anyway. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Give them a call. 713-225-4226. Or check them out online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make a difference. All you got to do is make a phone call, and they'll come take care of everything, and you will help change lives. 713-225-4226. Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. 713-225-4226. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Are you up for whatever? Could be college football, trip out of town, or maybe playoff tickets to see Houston's home team run to the series. Join AJ Hoffman and the ESPN 97 Road Crew for Up for Whatever Sundays, presented by Bud Light. This week, we're at Champs in Uptown Park from noon until 2. The Texans face the Jaguars. Could be your Sunday to win whatever.
That's right. So that's I'll be there, Fred.
Have fun. That'll be awesome.
Can't wait. Cubs win.
All right.
Cubs are in the National League Championship Series, believe it or not.
Now we're going to hear thousands more stories about the Back to the Future predicted it. All right. Let's do Weekend Bleepage.
That's pretty wild.
Weekend Bleepage. John? Buddy? Pal? Amigo?
This is what bleepage sounds like.
Yeah, because you're a re. You don't know about baseball. You're filling in for somebody.
How do you spell re?
You know how to spell it. It's in your vocabulary. I'm sure you know.
It looks like speed the up.
Let's go.
Get the call in. Speed the fucking up.
Let's go, pal.
I'm tired of watching this slow bullshit.
They're going to have to f***ing regroup. I mean, excuse me, regroup. And there you go. So that's what we got. And where'd that come from?
And this is what bleepage sounds like on the Blitz.
Rhonda and I started talking throughout the summer. And we've been f***ing the same gym for over a year now. And not once was it, did we ever, you know, we talked about it after the fact that we started f***ing. It was just like, not once did we ever think about it.
Let's go to Britt McHenry with Salvador Perez.
How do you think that turned around the confidence for this team that was struggling hitting against Scott Kazmir? We just got down with here you go.
And there's plenty of time, you know, to the kid here, the kid there. But that's wishful thinking.
My first moment alone is actually when I finally get to take a It's so overstimulating because you have the press conference and drug testing and, like, people are screaming, and then, like, it's the one moment you have alone, and suddenly I just get washed over with so much, like, relief and joy. I just start, like, in the shower, like, by myself. But such a happy moment.
Armani Foreman right on the Cotton Bowl logo and the Longhorn celebrating the South Bend. Charlie Strong getting from his team down there in the South. Hey, before the locker room celebration, and now... this team's going to go over and the fans.
This has been the Weekend Bleepage on ESPN 97.5.
And there you go. Texter says, thanks for the tickets to the Dynamo game. You're welcome. Great. And they're not technically dead. They have to win both and have a lot of things go their way. So they're not officially eliminated. All right. Well, interesting show. Notice I ignored all the trolls today on the Tuesday trolls on
good job, man. Line. Good job.
Yeah. You know, didn't have time for that nonsense
that was
today.
Nice not having that.
But the Cubs have won 6-4. So Cardinals out. Now it's gonna be somebody new. All right, I gotta tell you about my good friends at Tupelo's. Yesterday we had a great time playing with Chip and in his tournament, raised a bunch of money for Easter Seals. They're great, great people. That's why I like doing business with them. And right now, you want to watch those Astros tomorrow? You're up north. Tupelo's is your home for that. It's your home for football. You got Monday night football. We're out there ourselves on a few Monday nights. The staff's great. The food is amazing. It's not your average sports bar menu. There's really not anything on the menu that isn't awesome. And now, you want to go watch that Game 5 tomorrow. If the Astros win, don't you want to be with a bunch of people who are celebrating with you? You'll be able to see it because they've got tons of TVs. No matter where you're sitting, you can see everything. And it's a great place for the whole family. Always a nice mix of dudes and their friends and entire families with kids. You're not out of place either way. You know we love Tupelo's. We're out there all the time telling you it's the kind of place you can really make your home away from home. That's Tupelo's, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. Tell Chip and the gang hello when you go out there. Tell them you heard about them on the Blitz. That's Tupelo's, tupelos.com.
ESPN 97.5.